Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain Podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from people working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire supply chain. Today, we'll be hearing from Boris Manhart, CEO of CoCheck. He'll be sharing his thoughts on consumer behavior, market trends, and the use of technology to deepen understanding of consumer groups. Good morning, Boris. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for your time. So we have a very interesting topic today, and that is that consumers are increasingly critically questioning their own behavior. And so more and more they use technology to find out exactly which ingredients are contained in the products they buy or how sustainably manufacturers are producing. And so this rapidly growing consumer group, also referred to as conscious consumers, are not only critical, but usually have a higher income and are therefore willing to pay more for green and sustainable products, which makes them particularly attractive for fast-moving consumer goods companies. So Boris, what are some of the main global trends that you observe in FMCG? And in which ways does or will technology be making an impact? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
That's a very good question. And unfortunately, there is no short answer to that. But let me highlight one trend in particular. I strongly believe that with increasing automation via smart algorithms, you can call it AI or advanced machine learning or whatsoever, and with the very detailed knowledge of individual customers' needs, retailers and manufacturers both can again get very close to their consumers, their customers. So basically, they can provide something we have a strong demand for, and we were used until, let's say, probably the 50s. Because when you look back at like the old grocery stores, they knew their customers and they built their assortments based on their customers' needs. And today, in this very fragmented world, it's getting more relevant to act like that, to have an assortment, or to actually provide something to your customers, to their complex different needs. You have wagons, you have people with intolerances, people with allergies. And I guess if companies, FMCG companies and retailers use data in a smart way, they can offer again individual solutions to those different kinds of customers. On the other hand, what we see at CoCheck, there is a huge demand for more transparency. And I think that can actually make change happen, because with more transparency, or more transparency will automatically lead to more healthy or healthier, more sustainable products.
Yes, definitely. And so in your opinion, if you look back, what are some of the main differences between the consumer today versus the consumer 10 to 15 years ago?
Yeah, I don't even need to go 15 years back. Let me tell you a story. Like 4 years ago, when we talked to big FMCG companies, we usually talked via their lawyers, okay? Because they weren't used to transparency. And now, 4 years later, we advise their upper management. We help them to produce more sustainable and healthier products. So here you see change happens rapidly. And why is that? It's because the consumer's needs or the consumer's demands are changing. And the topic of sustainability and health is on the agenda. So everybody is influenced by that. And I guess change happens as well internally from like the staff of FMCG companies.
Yes, thank you. That is quite a drastic change. So looking forward, what is your vision for working with FMCG companies in the future?
Well, we would like to show even more strongly that the trend towards conscious consumption is of highest relevance to FMCG companies, but as well to retailers, and that this trend, or probably it's not even a trend, probably it's a heavy change, is not going to disappear quickly again. And from recent discussions with FMCG companies, we see that the awareness is increasing, but the topic is often not treated strategically. So, and I guess that's a problem because isolated solutions often lead to failure. I can give you an example. When you relaunch a traditional product with a green formula, then you might use your current customers because they might don't like the texture. Let's say it's a face cream or something. They might don't like the texture or the perfume or whatsoever. And you don't reach out to new customers because they don't know that this brand is providing green formulas. So basically, I think this topic needs to be treated strategically in a holistic way.
Great. So, Boris, you manage the largest platform in German-speaking countries where these conscious consumers inform themselves before shopping. Could you please give us insights into this interesting target group? What are these consumers looking for?
Well, there is no typical conscious consumers or conscious consumer. There is no target group, if you want. So they are split into very different, but I would say very interesting target groups. Some of them need to be conscious due to medical needs. Maybe they have allergies or food intolerances. Some of them have a strong belief in something and live accordingly. Take veterans or green shoppers or people with a strong health focus. Probably people who avoid sugar. And then there is the vast majority of people, probably like you and I, who sometimes make conscious purchasing decisions, or sometimes choose an organic product, for example. What I think is all of those different target groups have something in common. They're usually very well educated. They know what they want. They question product. They use various sources of information, like shopping apps, for example. And they're very well connected. And what you already mentioned at the beginning, what it makes it interesting for FMCG companies, they're willing to pay more if for products that really suits their needs.
Yes. And so what other changes are FMCG companies likely to see in these new consumer groups in the future? And how should they deal with them?
Yeah, that's not easy, actually, because consumer groups are increasingly fragmented, and that's a huge challenge, especially for big FMCG companies. Smaller manufacturers are often specialized or have, one target group and are reacting fast to changes. But the big ones, they face a challenge. And I guess they need to copy smaller companies and they need to copy startups. And how can they do this? I guess, again, they need to know their customers in depth and act accordingly, basically implement the insights. And I guess currently there is, on one hand, there's a lack of information, and on the other hand, there's a lack of speed. So if they want to be competitive in the future, they need to change dramatically.
Yeah, thanks. That's a wake-up call and a very clear message. And so, Boris, how can FMCG companies inform themselves about the ever-changing needs of these conscious consumers?
Yeah, that's true. But I guess it's not even about information, because information is available and it comes from different sources, like communities, like social media and whatever. And all those platforms, they need to be screened. And then actually the big challenge comes, because this data needs to be turned into insights, into actionable insights, I would say. So, and this would allow, if you manage to do this, this would allow to understand, anticipate crucial trends and act accordingly.
Thank you. And so just a few final questions related to one of your products. What distinguishes OIDA from other market research companies? What experience have you already had in working with FMCG companies here? And essentially, what are the central needs of the industry?
Yeah. Well, OIDA is based on a community of millions of conscious consumers called Kojak. So it's not a classic consumer panel or a market research company. It observes consumers and evaluates their behavior, their feedback, their reviews of products. So for example, we can say very quickly after launch how a product is perceived by consumers or by different segments of consumers. Or what we often do is support the innovation process in such a way that products are better received by modern consumers, I would say, and therefore lower the risk of new launches. So we consider OIDA more as a technology platform with a strong expertise in conscious consumptions and in turning data into actionable insights.
Perfect. Sounds good. So if one of our listeners wants to get more information, who should they reach out to? Where should they go?
Yeah, well, first of all, please download the Kojak app. It's kojek.info. It's currently available in the German-speaking market, but as well in English. And for market research, please go to oida.com. It's OEEDA.com.
Boris, thank you very much. Any last messages for our listeners?
Yeah, well, as I always say, together we can change. We can make change happen.
Okay, thank you for your time and for sharing your insights, Boris. We hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, for more information about the End-to-End Value Chain Initiative, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com. See you next time.